welcome to GSA 101, brought to you by Elevate GSA, where we turn GovSpeak into a language you speak. My name is Hannah Struss, and I have Colin Hartzell here with me today. We have a quick GSA news alert, along with a brief discussion about the Trade Agreement Act.
All right, so let's start out with the news alert. GSA recently sent out an email instructing vendors to accept MassMod A829. However, almost immediately, they retracted this, stating there was a system error, and then they sent out another email. This is not actually a MassMod for vendors to sign right now under A829. If you acted quickly and accepted the MassMod in the system, not to worry. It'll just be scrubbed from the website and your contract. There are no ramifications.
It seems the oops email that GSA sent got around to some vendors, but not all. So I just wanted to get that out there for anyone who missed it. Okay, the second part of today's episode is going to be about the Trade Agreement Act. As always, please bear in mind we are not lawyers and this is a layman's interpretation of this regulation. So basically, TAA requires that the U.S. government only acquire U.S. or designated country end products.
This boils down to a list of approved countries that you can source products from to sell through GSA. We'll link you in the show notes for you guys to check it out. Products must be manufactured or at the very least substantially transformed in one of these countries. There are a handful of countries that the government does not want products from, including China, India, and Russia, just to name a few. So if any parts of your products were manufactured in these non-designated countries, you would have to verify that they were substantially transformed in a TAA-compliant country later on in the supply chain to pass the test. This can be a really complex issue where there's been a whole lot of litigation.
So substantial transformation is a specific legal phrase that means transforming a product into a new and different article of commerce with a name, character, or use distinct from the original product. This substantial transformation must be 50% of the production, take place in a TAA-compliant country, and that country needs to be the last stop before it comes to the U.S. to be sold on GSA shelves. If you're unsure if your products meet that requirement, it would be well worth it to consult a lawyer who specializes in this area and get their opinion. If you need a recommendation, in fact, shoot us an email and we'll get you to the right place.
And as always, if you have any questions or requests for a topic for us to cover in a future episode, please feel free to reach out to us here at podcast@elevategsa.com.
Thanks for listening.